This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, just 24 hours after she gave birth, OK Magazine in the UK released a special issue dedicated to Kate Middleton's race to lose weight, including an exclusive Duchess diet and shape up plan. Journalist Tracy Spicer wrote a slightly sarcastic piece about it for The Hoopla called Don't Wait, Kate, Lose the Weight. And British television presenter Katie Hill posted a rather unflattering photo of herself 2 months after giving birth and tweeted, "New mums, if the OK Magazine cover has made you feel bad, here's me 2 months post-baby. You made a human." It's a pretty good point, really. But why is there so much pressure to lose weight fast after a baby? And is it time for the world to see more realistic images of what women actually look like after birth? I've got psychologist Colette Smart on the line to have a chat about it. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Katrina. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, not at all. Now, look, this all started when Kate and Will emerged from hospital to show off their baby, and apparently the Twitterverse went into meltdown over the fact that Kate still looked pregnant. I mean, seriously.
I know. And I think we were all waiting for it just to happen.
Why do you think people have such unrealistic expectations, you know, of how a woman would look after giving birth? I mean, she looked gorgeous, by the way, can I just say? She looked absolutely gorgeous, absolutely. But she still looks pregnant.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a new pressure. I think the pressure has been around for quite a few generations now, but I do think that it's increased over the generation. So I'm thinking, say, since the Twiggy era, I think women have become more and more obsessed with thinness as being attractive. So to be attractive again after your baby, you feel like you need to be skinny. So it's this message from the media, but also friends and family, that the first thing they say to you, or after saying gorgeous baby, they say, "Oh, you look fabulous! Look how much weight you've lost."
Ah,
like that's the most important thing after having a baby,
is to look fabulous.
Yeah, and so I think it's just this pervasive message that's around us all the time.
Well, do you know, Colette, I went to a wedding 3 days after giving birth, and a very close family friend said to me, just in an absent-minded moment, "Oh, are you expecting?" And I said, "Oh, no, I've just had the baby." And he went, "Oh, of course." And he was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." And I'm like, "No, it's fine. It was like 3 days ago. Like, it's totally fine." I wasn't even slightly offended that he thought I looked pregnant. But yet he, as a man, felt that he had perhaps insulted me, which he hadn't. But I guess it does feed into that idea that, we're supposed to look fantastic after giving birth. I think, we see a lot of magazine covers. I've seen magazine covers with, Miranda Kerr, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, all sort of on the front saying, how I got my body back, etc. Do you think that kind of feeds it?
I do. I think we need more realistic images of women in the media. I'm thinking particularly of Pink, where after she had her baby, and then Kate, now just after she's had her baby, a lot of people celebrated the fact that she came out showing her little tummy rather than hiding it under voluminous clothing.
Yes.
But I think despite the criticism, which has been mainly from male shock jocks and gossip mags, I think women in general were thrilled when they saw Kate and they saw Pink, who weren't afraid to show off what women actually looked like soon after having a baby. So, I think your body changes over 9 months of pregnancy. So it's going to take at least that, if not more, to get your body back to a similar shape after having your baby. But keeping in mind that your body changes after every pregnancy. And for some reason, we keep trying to look 16 at 40 after we've had 3 children. It's completely unrealistic.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is kind of ridiculous, isn't it? I think part of this is maybe about how women view our bodies. I think, we've kind of maybe lost touch a bit with the miracle of actually making a baby, breastfeeding, all these functional things that our bodies can do. And we seem to have focused on our bodies more about how they look rather than what they can do.
It's something all women struggle with. And, of course, the celebrity culture and the media are part of dictating what is supposedly normal life, because media shapes culture in a lot of ways, and it filters down to men and women. So women, after their baby, will think, "I should look like this," or even men will think, "Oh, my wife should look like that."
Oh, yeah.
When in reality, women's bodies are all different. So, in days gone by, I have to just say, women's giving birth was women's business. So men weren't involved in the birth or helping with the baby. So men are actually fantastic these days about being really involved in all of that. Yeah. But our culture is still saying to men, your wife should look a certain way after they've had a baby. But celebrities have nannies and personal trainers and house cleaners. The rest of us are up all night. We've got kids to get to school. We've got washing to do. And, you know, these celebrities do these dangerous diets and exercise regimes that are not normal. So we tend to forget that.
That's true. That's true. Not all of us have a personal trainer, hey?
No.
All right. Well, it's been nice chatting with you, Colette. Before I let you go, hey, I'll work with one today is we're talking about this craze of unicorning. Have you heard of this?
Only recently, but I heard it's this new weird phase.
Yeah, so what you do is you take a photo of yourself wearing a unicorn mask, whatever. I don't get it myself. But I'm just wondering, has there been a craze that has taken over your kids, Colette?
Okay, so my eldest son, who's now in high school, a little while ago, he went through the Rubik's Cube phase.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was great. And so he got apps and all sorts of things, was following YouTube videos, learning how to do the Rubik's Cube. And then my youngest, who's five, he's my last of three, he's still in the crazy phase of the Disney cars.
So
he loves collecting those. He knows all their names. And, yeah, so we all go through these various phases. I could probably list them off in a couple of years.
Well, you know, I think boys all seem to go through the Bob the Builder phase too, don't they, little boys?
Yeah.
Bat and cars.
My eldest sister did that, yep.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, thanks for the chat, Colette. Nice to speak to you.
Thanks for having me.
That's Colette Smart, psychotherapist and psychologist, and we've just been chatting about the pressure on Kate Middleton to lose weight. We've got to bust out of that, girls.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.